Welcome, everybody, to episode 527. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, before we get started, I just want to get some business out of the way. Freak 5 is exiled, so just get that out of the way. And Breakman, you are exiled as well, just for comments
Sweet.
And chat. So, gentlemen, how are you? How was your week? Breakman, I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Good. Everything's good now.
Yeah, I mean, your Skype.
Now that I got exiled.
Yeah, you did.
Exiled.
Yeah, you did. You did. You got
Frank
exiled.
Wants to build a wall to block out Freak 5 Chaos.
Yes, that would be spectacular.
I just want to build a wall around Donald Trump.
Can we do that?
Here's your wall, Donald movie. Trump. It's going to be built right around you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What was that movie where they walled that guy up?
It's not even a movie. It's a short story from Edgar Allan.
Well, yeah, but there was also a movie. Yeah, you're right. It was a short story first, but there was a movie too.
Freak 5 is
on a
roll.
I think it was Vincent Price's movie.
Yeah, Freak 5's on a roll, and he is also exiled. Just to let everybody know. So that's two right off the bat. I exiled him twice before we got on air, so he's working on a record today. Just to let you know. All right, gentlemen, let's.
Should we start counting?
Let's do a little count.
All right.
Also, later in the show,
he's
I got
up to three right now.
Okay. He's up to three. He's up to three. No, four. I think he's up to four.
I think it was called like the Cask of Amontillo or something.
Cask of Amontillo, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's keep count on that, Breakman. And also, I've got a new soundbite. I got to reveal it later. I got to find the right place to work it in. It's not new. It's been around for a while, but I like it. So I'm gonna play it later, appropriately for sure. But let's get into this. All right, Eric.
RPG News.
I jumped the gun a little bit there. Eric, let's get started with the news.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got, it's out now, but Final Fantasy IX is available for Xbox One and Nintendo Switch. But the news here is that Final Fantasy VII is dated for March 16th or 26th. And much like Square Enix's other weird pricing decisions, Final Fantasy IX and VII are probably both going to be priced the same, and they're priced at $21.
Jesus Christ, man. That's
ridiculous.
I've
never played IX. I've always wanted to try it.
IX is so good. I got it on the PlayStation.
When did that come out? Like 2000? 2001 or something like that?
From what I hear, the Switch version and the Xbox One version have the same problems that the PC and the mobile versions did, where there is a weird issue where the sound will just get weaker for the music specifically.
Yeah.
At certain parts of the game. Yeah. And it's an issue they haven't fixed. But, like, either they're not going to fix it or they've waited till now to fix it because they'd rather just do it all at once.
They're not going to fix it. They are not going to fix it. That $21 for Final Fantasy. I don't want to say it's not worth it because you get the portability of the Switch, so that's kind of tempting. But I think I'll
wait for an eShop sale.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait for an eShop sale. I just bought it on the PS4 because I wanted to play it again, and it's a great fucking game, and I'd be willing.
I'm pretty sure the game was the same price when it launched there too.
Yeah, if they
think I bought mine on Steam for like $12 at when it was on sale.
Somebody
which
just
didn't take long after its launch. That's my phone.
Okay, I would have, like, if they would have came out with it for $14.99, it would have been very tempting for me to get it on the Switch. But I'll just stick with my PS4 copy for now.
I think that's how much Final Fantasy VII launched for.
I'm really curious as to their numbers and how they feel about them. Like, their sales numbers, you know? Because I imagine, and we know they'd sell a lot more if they lowered the price. But I wonder, like, how much of a profit they're making, if any, like, selling it at that price. Well, I mentioned they're still, they have to be making a profit if they sell any of them for that price, actually.
I wonder if the Nintendo versions have, like, their own in-game achievement system based on the other versions.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. But Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy VII, I would say it's not worth it, but Nine's a great fucking game, man. I don't know if I could recommend it.
Seven's probably worth it for $10, but not much.
Ten,
more.
Yeah, I would. I might buy Seven for $10. I never. This is going to be weird. I never I never finished Seven.
I didn't actually finish Seven either. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, exactly. Ten, or I'm sorry, Nine. I finished, and it's a great game, and it's much better than Seven, in my opinion. But whatever. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Mobile games, like those prices should be a dollar.
Yeah,
the most expensive should be $9.99. Period.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I mean, to pay anything over than $10 on a mobile game is ridiculous. Yeah. I'd never. I have a hard time paying for anything mobile, to be honest with you.
Like I've got the Mario games $10. I just play the first few levels. That's all you get for free.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I don't know what's going on with Twitch. Is anybody else having that problem in chat? Freak is having some issues. I don't know what's going on. All right, Breakman. It looks good from my end here. But Breakman, let's go on with the next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Tokyo RPG Factory's Oninaki?
Oninaki. Yeah.
Oninaki. Okay. Announced for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Steam.
This is exciting. It looks really good. I'm playing the trailer now. Of course, there's nothing going on in the trailer. Okay, there we go.
Squinix revealed an all-new action RPG developed by Tokyo RPG Factory. I am Setsuna and Lost Fear. Those games. Mm-hmm. Titled, I've already said this, why is that the fucking first paragraph? With exciting new action RPG gameplay, players will explore the world as mysterious watcher named Kagachi, who is bound by duty to sever the bonds that tie the lost to this world. With Kagachi's guidance, those wandering souls in the world of the beyond can continue the cyclical process of reincarnation over again. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm looking at.
So basically, you're a Soul Reaper.
Yeah. I think it's at your end, Freak 5. Hopefully, you can get that worked out. I don't think anybody else is having issues. The stream seems stable on my end. I don't know what's going on there, but this game looks good. Oninaki. I'm excited. A new kind of IP, I guess. Hopefully, it'll.
I wanted to play. I am Setsuna and Lost Fear, but I haven't found any good deals on them.
Lost Fear was on sale on the PS4, I believe, not too long ago. But yeah, I agree. Setsuna, I wanted to play too. I never got a chance to play that. But all right, let's move.
I hear it's like a $20 or less worthy purchase.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next story, also from Nintendo Direct. Doraemon. No,
Doraemon.
Yeah, Doraemon. It's a mouthful. Nobita no Bokuju. I should give this one a break. Monogatari will be released for Nintendo Switch in Japan 2019. It's called Farm Story. Story of Seasons, and true enough to the title, Marvelous, as the owner of the Story of Seasons series, is handling the production of this game, while Brownies is the company in charge of developing it. As you can see, if you're on the archive, you can't see, but it's got a really luscious...
Yeah, I forgot that Brownie Brown renamed itself to Brownies.
Yeah, just imagine that you see what we see.
Yeah, it's basically, it looks like a trailer. I don't know if they're using RPG Maker for this game, but it's got a nice, charming art style. It looks like maybe a Harvest Moon-y type of
it
game.
It is a Harvest Moon game.
Yeah, okay.
That's what Story of Seasons is.
Yeah, well, there you go. I hit it on the head. All right, Eric, next story, please.
I never found the thought of milking cows as appealing gameplay.
Can be.
You know, I think this game is in 2D.
Oh. Is it?
Unless it's using cell shading, but it's isometric, so that's weird for Story of Seasons.
Yeah, looks good. I mean, I mean, it looks pretty. I mean, it's not doesn't look too terrible looking. All right, Eric.
Speaking of Story of Seasons, Rune Factory 4 Special is coming to the Switch, and Rune Factory 5 is in development.
Yeah, and it looks good. looks
like... I never finished Rune Factory 4. I played through the first two arcs, because the game has, like, several arcs, and, like when you beat them, there will be credits, but there will be more story that you can play after that.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
From what I heard, that our third arc is kind of lame.
Yeah.
But,
all right. I mean, it looks good.
But maybe they've got some gameplay refinements to make this version easier to play, because, yeah. like, you had to do lots of grinding in order to, like, fight the, like, harder battles.
Nothing wrong with grinding, but if, I mean, unless it's, like you know, stupidly grindy, you know. All right, looks good. Looks good. All right, break. Next story. Another Nintendo Direct.
Sorry.
No, I was just saying another Nintendo Direct.
The next story makes me happy and makes me, it gives me another reason to want to Switch.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Sorry, an ad popped up on me. Hold on. coming to us live from RPG Site, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening Remake coming to Nintendo Switch in 2019. Link's Awakening is my favorite Zelda game. Not much has been yet revealed about this apparent remake, but Nintendo boss Yoshiaki Koizumi concluded by saying that this is Link's Awakening, reborn on Nintendo Switch as a new experience, and now there's a cat walking across my keyboard. crap. I just lost that story completely.
Yeah, it looks good, man. It's Link's... I mean, there's not much more to it. It's
Some Awakening. People are saying he has, like, a clay-like appearance, but it just reminds me of a bunch of toys instead.
Yeah, it's it looks fun. I'm playing the trailer now. This is the first I've looked at it. I did catch most of the Nintendo Direct, but it looks good. It looks really, really good. Link's Awakening was originally, what, SNES break?
No. Game Boy. 3DS? Game Boy Color.
Oh, Game Boy. That's right. Game Boy
and
Color.
Game Boy Color.
That's right. That's right.
With the Color Dungeon. The Color Dungeon better be in this version.
Looks really good. I mean, it really looks good. I mean, I mean, an updated version of Link's Awakening. I don't know what all
that... I wonder if they can, like, work with Capcom to do the Oracle games.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
and then we could get a new Star Tropics game, or just a remake of the original.
That'd be nice. All right, Eric, next.
Next story is, I don't know if I might have forgot to put it in, but I can mention it if I did at the end. But this is Fire Emblem Three Houses, and it's got a release date of July 26th. And from what I could tell, what was going on in the direct. It's going to be about, like, a school with, like, three houses, basically kind of like Harry Potter. But, which are, each house represents the three warring nations.
Yeah. This is another reason for you to get a Switch, break, strategy turn-based. And it looks good. I'm not a strategy person, but it looks good.
Yeah, she looks like she's bored with it, too.
Yeah. the whole thing, yeah. It looks... I mean, I think it looks good. I don't know. I'm not a strategy person. I wouldn't play this because it would take way too much of my time. But
and there's a Seasons of Warfare editions that will cost you $100 that will come with the game, steelbook cover, a soundtrack selection CD, an art book, and a 2020 calendar, and a collector's box.
I do like steelbook versions of games, but, man, $100. Oof, that's a hefty price, man.
That's the U.S. special edition. The European special edition gets a sound selection USB stick instead of a CD, which makes a lot more sense because CDs, come on.
Freak 5 says Link to the Past is the best. I disagree with that.
You also get Pin Badge set. Yay.
Yeah,
Link to the Past was good. Which one's your favorite?
Of the Zelda series, I think Wind Waker. I like a
lot.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, Wind Waker is really good. I kind of think Wind Waker is the most.
The only
underrated.
Problem I have with Wind Waker is that it's a big ocean and most of the world map is empty because of it.
Yeah, that's the one criticism that's a fair criticism.
And it's the same criticism I have for Twilight Princess, only they replaced the sea with land.
You know, I never played Twilight Princess. Do they have a version for the Switch?
Twilight
Princess? Ugh, damn it.
They'll probably port it eventually.
That would be good. I wouldn't mind playing it.
It's on the Wii U.
You know what? Though Breath of the Wild, I would be remiss if I didn't mention how great that game is. And I haven't played a lot of it. I have a feeling that's going to overtake Wind Waker for me. Because it's really, really fucking
good. I don't
know
how, but I somehow closed the chat.
What about Eric? What's your favorite?
My favorite probably have to be Link to the Past and Link Between Worlds.
Ooh, that's a good one too.
And
Oh yeah, that's
then
good.
Link's Awakening with my third choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that I don't know, I just and I'm not as high in the Wind Waker poll as Frank is, I guess.
I really like Wind
I mean,
Waker a
I
lot.
like it, but not as much as you.
Frank could disagree, and he will be exactly right, Freak Five says. Thanks, Freak.
That is not what he said.
I
I
might
thought you were
take.
counting how many times you exile him.
Yeah, I might take away an exile for that complimentary comment there.
I'd put the Oracle games after Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to break a record, and you're just not playing fair. It's just not.
Minish Cap was okay, but
I like Minish Cap. Minish Cap was
I
underrated.
feel like Minish Cap was lacking compared to the Oracle
Yeah, I
games.
agree. I agree. Bernie says, "Kids say hi, Uncle Frank. Tell them I said hi. They probably are listening
Around
now."
Christmas time, they say hi, Santa.
Oh, how dare
I
you,
feel like
son of a
Capcom's
bitch! You're
whole
exiled.
GBA output is kind of
God
eh.
damn it, Breakman, son of a bitch. All right, next story comes to us from RPG Site, also Nintendo Direct deal. During today's Nintendo Direct, I just said that. God damn them. Dragon Quest XI is heading westward in 2019, titled Dragon Quest XI: Echoes of an Elusive Age Definitive Edition.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
I know, they've got to work on these titles.
No. The worst thing is that they're following a trend that other people have done by putting definitive edition at the end of their title.
Yeah, this new version
Like,
of the game.
even
watch
though.
it. Ha watch it have some kind of flaw that mars it from being a true definitive edition.
Yeah, of
And we'll
course.
see in like 10 more years when they re-release the game again,
Yeah, of
What are we
course.
gonna call it now? The super edition?
The super definitive edition.
Super definitive, and then the next 10 years it's super mega ultimate
Yeah,
definitive
ultimate mega super edition. Is
Hyper
it a
Spike
Capcom game?
Turbo.
Hyper Turbo Extra Edition. Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to get it on the Switch. I have not played it on the PS. I played a little bit of on the PS4, but I've had other. I'm getting through my backlog, you guys. Like I'm seriously making huge progress on my backlog. I'll be talking about that later today. But I'm tempted to get this because, for one, portability. It's always going to be portability with the
Well,
Switch,
there's going to
but.
be more and better stuff in it too.
Yeah, there's going to be more stuff. There's a 2D 16-bit version of the game, which is really interesting.
Which is the thing that was a part of the big draw of the 3DS version, where you could play it in 2D mode.
Dungeon says the super ultra definitive Oracle Edition. Yeah, just adding Oracle in there would make it so much better too. They can add Sparkly to that. The super ultra definitive or Sparkly Oracle
With
Edition
stickers.
with stickers. Exactly. And
But
star gold
also
stars.
it has a fully orchestrated soundtrack, because I
Yeah.
guess they convinced racist Sugiyama to not be a dick and include the soundtrack into
Oh,
the
I
game.
like what they did with that 16-bit edition shit in there. I'm gonna have to get this game. Yeah.
The soundtrack to the game is definitely one of weaker entries of Sugiyama's compositional skills, but because the original tracks that exist in the game just aren't composed very well, it felt like it was phoning them in, and the rest of the game's soundtrack is just a bunch of remixes from the older titles.
Yeah, I mean at this point he kind of gets a pass, I guess. But
No, you need to stop doing Dragon Quest music. We need to get new blood.
yeah, maybe
He
that's the
already has
case.
a successor. He just needs to stop.
Yeah,
I like that old school mode. That was pretty
I
cool.
did see that break, and I'm
I'll probably
impressed.
play it the entire way because, I already played the PS4 version that way.
Yeah. Dungeon says I was surprised to hear about the orchestrated track edition, and he said the 16-bit overworld mode is wild.
Japanese
I would
voice
totally
acting.
play it that way
I would
too.
too. I would
It
totally
also
play it
has
like that.
Japanese voice acting.
That's good too. All right, Eric, next story. More Dragon Quest.
Next story is Dragon Quest Builders 2 is coming west, and it's coming for both the PS4 and the Nintendo Switch, although like Dragon Quest XI S, it's going to be published by Nintendo, whereas Square is handling the PS4 version, because Nintendo's grabbed this stupid relationship where Nintendo just publishes Dragon Quest and Square doesn't.
Yeah. Freak5 says Frank
Square,
wants to
publish your own shit if you have any, like, it's like they have no confidence in their ability to promote it, or they're just being cheap. I don't know.
Yeah, Freak5 says. Yeah, Freak5 says Frank wants it to come with a fleshlight. It looks like a slime. I would welcome that. That'd be just fine.
Wait, what?
A Tenga egg that looks like a slime.
And you're exiled, Freak5. So there you go. I'm looking at the.
They're dated for July 12th.
Yeah, I didn't get the first builders. This one looks like an improvement on the first, probably. I'm not a Minecraft person.
I'm sure it's built, but I have yet to play it.
Yeah, it's Minecraft with Dragon Quest.
Well, the story, so that there's objectives, and you're not just left to your own devices. It's not just a big sandbox.
Yeah. It's still, wow. You nasty, Bernie says. All right, let's move on to the next story break.
Yeah, like that's just
not appealing to me. Before we move on, I want to mention that in Dragon Quest Builders 2, someone online posted a picture of them building the dead Yamcha scene from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. The first was fun.
Do you know what that is, Break?
Yeah. When he's killed by the android?
No, when he's killed by the Cybermen.
Oh, that one? Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Dungeon...
He wasn't killed by the android.
Oh, that's right. That's right. They revived him. I forgot. Yeah. You're right. When he was killed by the Cybermen. Okay. Yeah.
Dungeon says, second off, right. Builders looks neat. First Builders is fun until you realize that you started from scratch with every new area. That does suck. Man, Freak 5, you're exiled again, you son of a bitch. He says,
Slime Fucker Simulator.
All right. Next story.
I'm completely offended by all this. Like,
how are you offended?
Like,
they're saying
about
me. I've never
understood why you would want a fleshlight, because just cleaning it, just that whole idea of cleaning it, it's like, nope, don't need that.
Oh, dear Lord. We're going to have a discussion on fleshlights now.
Put it in the dishwasher and wash it with your cups and plates?
Yes, why not? Just wash it.
Hand wash it. You could probably
stick some kind of
tool in there that, like, cleans it out for you, and then you can clean that when you're done.
Right. I mean,
that'd be better than washing it with your dishes, at least. Like cum spilling all over your shit. Run a black light
on
your dish.
I guess it could be.
Oh, no. We can't eat off these. We gotta throw these out.
I guess it could be worse, Break. I mean, you could have the job, the unenviable job of, like, mopping up at a porn, arcade or something, you know? I mean, I'm just saying. Just saying. All right, next story, Break. Or was it Eric? I think it's Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I think it's my turn.
Is it?
I'll read it. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, Everybody. The name, Everybody.
I like that.
Launches on March 20th in the West. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and skip over the first paragraph because this is RPG Site and they just repeat themselves.
Right.
Pre-orders for the game will give players a bonus job DLC. As well as an avatar set and PlayStation theme for the PS4 version of the game. Yeah, really? You don't think? Oh, Jesus. let me see here. There's a synopsis down here that's not very much. There's some DLC modes it talks about, but that's it.
Freak5 says, I think they are dishwasher safe, and he would know. He's got an extensive collection.
No, but, like, would you really want to wash that with your dishes? Like,
Wash it in its own cycle.
There and, like, it's like your cum is on the dishwasher.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to put my plates and cups where it used to be.
I don't want you ever to mention your cum
like,
on this show.
I'm not talking about, I'm just saying in general, for whoever uses it, like,
oh, God.
I don't know how, I don't think I could wash it enough.
What if they had like a fleshlight?
I just got to throw these dishes out.
What if they had,
I need a dishwasher.
What if they had a fleshlight, with like you know, you sort of like when you take your dog out, you got these like little bags. What if they had one of those that you could put in your fleshlight to where, you know, cleanup would just be easy? You just pull that out and done. You don't have
you
to worry
have
about
a great
it.
Idea, sir.
Isn't that
the DLC for this game is split between versions. On the PS4, you get the Beastmaster class, and for the Switch version you get the Machinist.
Oy, I hate when they do that type of shit. Why don't they just offer all DLC but charge extra for the extra DLC? You know that?
Eric couldn't wait to change the subject.
I know, he's like, fuck this jizz talk, man. Freak Five says that's his dream job, jizz mopper. So there you go. I don't need a flashlight. Bernie says that's completely true. All right, let's move on
I'm pretty sure that's not what Freak said.
Also, by the way, these are digital pre-orders because I don't think they're doing a retail release, which is boo.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about another new release. Zanki Zero, come to us from RPG Site. Last beginning date delayed to April 9th, so that's the story there. Day one edition includes...
I think it was supposed to be March, soundtrack. But...
Yeah, so it's just a month. It's not a big delay. I don't know why people get super upset for that unless it's like something
it,
like
it probably Hearts. Just means that they need more time to like make more copies so they can ship them.
Yeah, possibly. So there you go.
If being upset about the release of a video game is the biggest thing in your life to worry about, I envy you so much.
Yeah. Mm. Bernie says
I'm worried about this country falling to our authoritarianism.
we'll talk about that later too. Let's not get into that right now.
Freak is back to the flashlights. He's talking about Smodcast, Kevin Smith. So I used to listen to that at work, but I it was weird. You know, I'm sitting there laughing at work with my headphones on, and people are like, "Well, what are you laughing at?"
As old as I am, I have never owned or utilized a flashlight, so I don't know what any of that is. I know
what it is. Silver is publishing the game in Europe because, like, despite the fact that Spike Chunsoft is self-publishing in North America, they're not big enough to also publish in Europe.
Yeah.
I utilize flesh.
The flesh part of Fleshlight's fine. Bernie says that she they're up to $1,080. For a GoFundMe, which I'll be talking about later for her mom, so that's really good, Bernie. I'm gonna put the link. You can go ahead and put the link into chat. I'll bring it up later in the show as well. If anybody wants to donate, Bernie's mom is in the hospital right now with some major surgery, and it was touch and go whether or not she was actually gonna make it. She had some really bad issues. She just caught a bad break and. Hopefully she gets better. She's had some positives. I'll be talking about it later. So let's move on to whose turn is it? Eric.
Don't fund the wall with the stupid phony crowdfunding campaigns. Give it to Bernie instead.
Yeah, everybody does need to step up. Give Bernie the money instead. Her mom's in dire straits.
Megan Colon reminds me of that Megan Colon blow fake commercial.
No, it has nothing to do with that. She had basically a lot of her intestines removed. It was a major surgery. It was all of a sudden, by ambulance. So I'll be talking about it later. Let's get through this news. Eric?
All right. Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition, because we got to call it things Definitive Edition now.
Was there another story?
Yeah, you can do the next story. That story that you're thinking of next, break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. It has shipped 500,000 copies.
That's good.
That's good across all versions.
That's fairly good.
That's about the levels that the Mega Man X collections were at, along with Mega Man 11.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's that story. Breakman, the Marvel story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, releases summer 2019 on Nintendo Switch. Yet again, another reason to get to Nintendo Switch.
See, I did this intentionally. It was intentional just so Breakman could do this.
I like how you thought on the go.
Yeah. You really do need to get a Switch. I wish you would get a PS4 too, man. It'd be really, really fucking cool.
I'm going to have to watch for it to fall.
We could all get Switch Diablo, and we could all play Diablo.
Yeah. Exactly.
The game has local TV co-op, Switch Link co-op, and online co-op. Better have online. There's also a dynamic zoomed-in heroic camera option to give combat a more cinematic feel. While the game does not yet have a release date, it is expected to release this summer for Nintendo Switch.
It looks really good. I'm looking at this video here. I saw this earlier. It looks really good. It's more Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but it seems like...
I noticed you were fighting Sentinels. Just like at some point, Thanos just make Sentinels fight for him.
I don't know. I don't know what the storyline to this one is, but it's...
I meant like in the comics.
No, not that I can recall, but I wouldn't be surprised if
Yeah,
they.
I'm not aware of the Sentinels working for anybody other than, humans trying to kill mutants. Or sometimes mutants trying to kill mutants.
This
Anyway.
one of the weirdest things that I heard about Thanos is that he apparently has a helicopter.
Yeah, Ultimate
Why?
Alliance. Ultimate.
Comics, there are a lot of weird storylines in the comics, but I don't want to get into that. I still need to finish reading the story here. The series returns with four action. It's been 10 years since the last game. It this four-player action and an original story, all exclusive to Nintendo Switch. Thank you, Nintendo. Assemble your dream team from a huge cast of superheroes, including Marvel's Ultimate Cosmic Protector, Captain Marvel. Players can save the world together with up to four players in TV mode with four separate systems, locally or online. A dynamic zoomed in heroic camera will give the players why did I that just son of a bitch. As characters level up, they'll learn new skills they can use on the fly and also perform powerful alien a lot that have powerful alliance extreme attacks. That's capitalized, so I guess that's important. Game launches sometime this summer. We don't know what date.
You know what? This game looks different than the first two. The second game wasn't great. The first game was really good. I was
I know.
surprised that.
Second game would have been all right if it wasn't so broken.
Yeah, it was really broken. But this third game is shaping up to look really good. They did something different with the camera angle. It just looks tighter and better. It looks really fantastic to me, and the addition of Captain
It
Marvel is
kind of
really
looks
good.
like Diablo now.
Which is fine. Looks good. Let's see. Let me get caught up.
But Freak 5 says that he hope it has Squirrel Girl in it.
I'm sure at some point it'll have Squirrel Girl. He's
Just
got it.
to annoy Breakman.
He's
They've
got an
been yeah.
infatuation with
They've been
squirrels,
pushing
man.
her lately, so I'll bet she's in it.
Yeah. Freak 5 says Mrs. Freak places an order with Omaha Steaks. It showed up yesterday, and I had too much fun playing with the dry ice. I bet you did, you son of a
I
bitch.
saw Lockjaw. Will he be the playable? That'd be interesting.
Oh, Lockjaw is so good in Marvel Puzzle Quest. Dungeon says, I feel tempted to fire up Marvel Alliance or Ultimate Alliance. Free Fire says he dropped a piece into his crotch. Oh no, that says Scotch.
Gotcha.
There's a picture of it on the Zombies Anonymous Facebook page, so go check that out, everybody. And then Dungeon says Thor was like my go-to person in both Alliance games. Thor was really good in those games, man, for sure. So, all
I
right,
used
let.
Johnny Storm. He was my guy.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Let's move on to, I believe, the second to last story from RPG Site. Skybound Games and Beamdog are bringing Baldur's Gate, Planescape Torment, and other classic RPGs to consoles this year. This is really exciting, guys. These are quality fucking games from the Dungeons and Dragons universe. So, let's see, Icewind Dale was my personal fave, but Baldur's Gate, Siege of Dragonspear, Neverwinter Nights was another great one. Pool of Radiance was kind of an underrated one. I wish they would bring that to the consoles. That'd be really cool. And then in a collection would be even better. But of course, they probably won't do that. There'll be more information soon. It was kind of a surprise announcement, but there you go.
But
That's the news on
I
that.
have some more things I wanted to mention that I forgot to add here. I'll put in later. But
Okay.
Undertale, or rather Deltarune, which is a spin-off to Undertale, is coming. Well, you can get the demo or the first chapter on February 28th. It's coming to PS4 and Switch.
Oh, cool. All
But
right.
there was also let's see, there was also that action RPG, or no, just an action game from Platinum Games called Astral Chain that was shown at the Nintendo Direct. And then there was Super Mario Maker 2. And that's
That about
pretty
it?
much it,
All
yeah.
right. Dungeon says a remake of Pool of Radiance would be awesome. I agree, Dungeon. Not a lot of people I know played that game. I thought it was pretty good. Freak 5 says I would love if they put all the old PNP models as action RPGs. I agree with that. Oh man, Pillars of Eternity is really good. Break, you bring up Pillars of Eternity. That's a good fucking game.
I
All right.
didn't bring it up, but yeah.
Oh, was it, you didn't? Oh no, that was Dungeon. Pillars of Eternity is a great game. All right, let's move on to
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
homie discounts. I've got a few homie discounts. Let me pull them up here. There's a Critics' Choice sale on the PlayStation. Virginia's on sale. I reviewed that last week. I would recommend it. I think it's like $4 or $5. There's Burnout Paradise for $6. Abzu for $10. I think that's a little too high for Abzu, but whatever.
I'd pay at least that much for the Switch version.
For Abzu? Yeah. If it was Switch, for sure. Dying Light for $14. Gravity Rush 2 is on sale. That's a fantastic game. Guacamelee 2 for $11.99. Lords of the Fallen's on sale. All the Metro games are on sale. Those are good games. Worth it. They're 70% off. There was some other stuff I wanted to mention. Tacoma, which I also mentioned last week. I like the game okay. Just, you know, the payoff is basically at the end of the game. Like, it's just kind of a walking simulator, sort of. Shadow of the Colossus for $14.
That's but it's not as cool as the one that's coming out with Norman Reedus. I mean, Norman Reedus walking simulators gotta be way better.
Yeah, exactly. The Dungeon says, all of human history is in his head, so it probably gets hard to sort. How dare you, Dungeon? How dare you? You're don't get caught up with Freak Five's nonsense. How dare you guys?
I was going to count that for him.
You're all exiled. How about that?
I was going to count. Oh, there's one. You said everybody, so that counts for me.
That's right. That's right. Uncharted Lost Legacy is on sale. I'll be talking about that game later. Dead Cells has still got a 20% sale. I'm kind of waiting for that game to go down in price. Gravity Rush 1 is on sale. I wouldn't recommend 1, but it is on sale for 70. Observer, don't buy it, but it's on sale. I have it, and I don't know. I'm iffy on whether I want to go back to that game. If getting out of the first apartment place is hard, I can imagine the rest of the game. Neo's on sale for $20. That's a great game. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt for $12. That's a great price on that game. That's about the cheapest I've ever seen. The complete edition is $15. So I'd recommend getting the $15 one. That's a good price on the complete edition. Divinity Original Sin 2. I started playing Divinity Original Sin 1 this week, which I don't think I have in the document, but 2 is $35.99. I'm not digging the first one that much. I don't know why. It's sort of like Diablo, but just doesn't have that punch I'm looking for. South Park Fractured But Whole is $15. That's a great price. Let's move on over to the Xbox. The Xbox has they have up to 75% off of some anime games. Attack on Titan 2 is on sale. Sword Art Online, etc. 2K is having up to an 80% sale, so there's some good stuff there. And then they got some pre-order sales as well. Nintendo, I didn't see anything too major. I saw Nidhogg 2 for $11. That game is great.
The what and the who?
Nidhogg. It's kind of a fighting game, but it's a great game. I highly recommend that. Bernie and I played that game for a while. It's a lot of fun. Undertale's $10. I'm trying to see, there was something else I wanted to point out on Nintendo, and that's about it. So there's your homie discounts this week, fellas and fellettes. So Breakman
Twitter comment.
Any Twitter?
The Twitter, yeah, there's that thing that I haven't checked.
You have this segment every week, and yet
I was having trouble with Skype, and I got distracted. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, there was one more game in the Direct I remembered was Tetris 99.
Oh, there you go. Tetris 99, yeah. All right, break.
They were selling that for free, weren't they?
Is that free? I think it's free if you have Nintendo Switch Online.
Oh.
Yeah, only for the Switch. I know that.
All right.
There is I wanted to point that out. I forgot to point that out on the show. According to Freak, there's a Valentine's special of Big Mouth. Yes, it was pretty awesome, and I forgot to point it out last week. I watched it right before the show, so I got completely distracted by it.
Honestly, the last good werewolf game I played was Bloodborne.
Yeah, that's...
Because when you play the DLC, you can get a rune that basically turns you into a werewolf.
Yeah.
And that's all. On Twitter.
Oh, that's it? I thought we had more shit on Twitter. Oh, well. All right. If you guys want to send us something...
I'll go back and look. Like, I see stuff from last week, but...
Yeah. If you guys want to send us something on Twitter, we say every comment that you guys send us on Twitter, regardless if it's good or bad, at RP Grinders. So, there you go. All right, guys.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman. What have you been playing?
Same old stuff. I'm up at the point where I've done pretty much everything I can except for finish the game with Mass Effect.
Oh, that's going to be
exciting.
And
so after I beat it, I don't know like what options I have and stuff like that. I might play a little bit more just so I can go around like flirting with everybody and see what happens.
See of course.
Starts a fight or something.
Yeah, of course.
Like, wait, you were just flirting with him. I was just right here. Why would you do that in front of me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay, baby. I'll flirt with both of you. Hey.
Hey, nothing wrong with threesomes, right? Am I right?
And maybe try the multiplayer. I don't know if there's any of you even still playing the multiplayer, if at all, you know?
Yeah. Take away an exile for Bernie, because she supposedly was defending me in chat, so take away one for her. I've been playing more Octopath Traveler, Freak Vibe says. All right, is that it, Break?
Yeah, that and South Park.
Nothing yeah, new. South Park Phone Destroyer. All right.
Yes. I like destroying the phone.
Yeah. Eric, you've got a bunch you've been playing.
Yeah, just more London Detective Mysteria and Tales of Vesperia, which I finally finished. 97 hours, but there's still lots of post-game content, which I'll get to whenever I actually have time, because I got to play other things, because I got a whole bunch of other review code I got to get to. Death End Request, which is some weird fusion between like Dot Hack, Sword Art Online, and a horror movie, and some of the Neptunia gameplay and Mugen Souls gameplay.
All right. What else?
And a visual novel. It's primarily a visual novel. I'm wondering why they didn't just make it a visual novel, because the RPG segments are kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Senran Kagura Burst Renewal. I wanted to play the DLC for the second character this week, but I didn't have time. But my review is up on totallygn.com right now. And hopefully the one for Tales of Vesperia Definitive Edition will be up soon. Other than that, I played a tiny bit of Yo-Kai Watch 3.
Cool. Let me get caught up on chat real quick. Dunja says he played through Hitman Season 1, which you can get for free on PS Plus right now. Went back to some Monster Hunter World for the special event. You know what, Dungeon? I have Monster Hunter World, and it's in my backlog. I want to play it. I have not had a chance to play Monster Hunter World, but it looks really, really fun.
I want to talk a little bit more about Yo-Kai Watch 3, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'll get caught up in chat here in a second. Go ahead.
But Yo-Kai Watch 3 is a good game for those who don't mind completely absurd plot lines. Like, the game made a joke about the fact that the first two games in the series, they basically pretended that the series takes place in America, because that's a stupid localization thing. But to, like, kind of make up for it for this game, they renamed America BBQ, because America's about barbecues, apparently.
Apparently.
And they made the joke about how that's like practically a whole other continent, because it is. Yeah. But because it's supposed to take place in Japan.
Yeah. Bernie says she'll be back. Okay, we'll be waiting.
And it's got a lot of fucking dad joke pun stuff in there.
Yeah. Treasure. I love playing a rogue in WoW until I started fighting ogres. Freak 5 says, I was pickpocketing the ogres and realized they were wearing loincloths. Yep. Where were they? He was grabbing from under. That's what Freak 5 was doing. All right.
Maybe they wear like a utility belt under the loincloth.
No, he said he was trying to find health. He stole health potions off them, but they had no place to hide them. Yeah. Frank, you pervert.
Words. Ogres are big. They probably were putting them under their junk, and that's where Freak 5 was,
If you steal from them, wouldn't you only be stealing like a loincloth or something? So basically, you'd be fighting naked ogres after that.
They've got a dimensional rift in that loincloth, and it's like an infinite bag of holding.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a bag of holding in their loincloth. Freak 5 loves grabbing loincloths. So there you go. I guess that's the story there. I've been playing the MPQ, of course. Uncharted Lost Legacy, I beat that. I'll have a review in just a bit. Horizon Zero Dawn, I played a little bit of, and it's every bit as good as what people say. And check this out, Eric. You've been on my ass for probably well over a year. I'm almost done with it, I think. I've been playing Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition, so I'll have that out of the way. It's a better game than Gears of War. I'm going to say that right now. It reminds me a lot of Gears of War, but it's better.
It's the last good game Cliffy B made. That's all I can say.
It's a great game. I think it's better than
Cliffy B's other games are not so good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But Bulletstorm's really good.
I like Bulletstorm. I liked it a lot. Yeah. But he didn't do it. There was a small outside team that made it, and he championed them.
Yeah,
for them and so, and I guess bought their. I don't remember the whole story, but it wasn't. It was somebody outside of them who made it.
I will do a review. I probably could do a review today, but I'll do a review next week for Bulletstorm. But let's move on to our reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, reviews. I know, Eric, I don't know if you have any this week, but I do.
No, I was going to watch Zoolander, but that never happened.
Gotcha. I played and beat Uncharted Lost Legacy. It's more Uncharted, which is a good thing. I like the fact that it's centered around Chloe. It's more Uncharted, just as beautiful, but the only criticism I really have is it's a little too short, and I didn't like the fact that Sam showed up at the end. Spoilers, everybody. I thought that the women involved could have held that game up just fine without Sam being in it. Sam being Nathan's brother. But all in all, I really enjoyed it. I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I think it's well worth playing. It's just a little too short. But it's on sale for like $5, so well worth that money. So, all right, no Heiscapade this week. So, in lieu of that, we will get straight
on.
Hey,
Frank, did you shoot people in the dick in Bulletstorm?
I did, and you do get, like, kind of a perk or something. It's like you know, you do all these special shots, and yes, I do.
I think there is an actual achievement for doing that multiple times.
Oh,
is
there?
I don't know how many times,
yeah.
But...
You know, that game, there's the sniper rifle is the best gun in any game I've ever played. It's really good. I'll talk about it next week, though, for sure. All right, let's move on, guys.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. Stinkos, guys. Breakman, take us away.
I've got a couple. First, the jackass who is currently in charge of our country has decided to piss on the Constitution and declare an emergency to have a wall built.
I'm glad you brought it up, Break.
He's decided to go completely around all government norms. Like, and the people who are supporting him now, if this somehow passes the court system,
yeah.
People who are supporting him now are going to be pretty pissed off when the other side's in power and they have the same powers that you are giving him now if you support this bullshit.
Okay.
This is pissing on our fundamental laws, laws, and just
here's the thing, Break. Like, I'm glad you brought up, it was in mine, but I'll I'm going to acquiesce to you a little bit.
I know
here.
You had good other things.
But I agree with you 100%, and Eric and I were talking before we got on air. If it goes to the courts, it's definitely going to go to the Supreme Court, right? We have now a 5-4, I believe, Supreme Court in favor of conservatives. If it goes down party lines, it's not going to go the way that anybody wants. Nobody wants a president just declaring national emergencies just because, right?
Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi had the best comeback to it. Like, listen, conservatives, if you want this now, the next Democratic president is going to declare a national emergency on guns.
Look, here's
for instance, and Freak says in chat, an emergency to deal with climate change
and gun control. Yeah.
Which, exactly. That's what's going to happen. Like, we're just going to keep giving the president more and more power.
Yeah.
It's just over time. Like, this is what's gone on over time as it is. Like,
look,
I've complained about the executive orders.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, just the presidential overreach, and it just keeps getting...
Here's the thing that scares me, Breakman. Months ago, I talked about how authoritarianism creeps up on you, right? And we're kind of seeing it in real time here. I can imagine a scenario where it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. They vote party lines, you know, 5-4 in favor of the president. And now what's to say that Trump doesn't do a national emergency? And now he has precedent. Now he can go to the courts and has, like, real firepower. What happens when he declares, you know, that these cities are full of gangs and he needs to bring in the military?
The thing is with the court system, our court systems are so slow. This is probably going to go up until the next election.
Oh, cycle. I don't think so. I think this one's going to be fast-tracked. And I was telling Eric, I think this one gets to the Ninth Circuit and it gets shot down, right? And everybody's happy. And then obviously immediately appealed. It goes to the Supreme Court. This is something the Supreme Court will see immediately. They will rule on this immediately. And if it goes in the favor of the president, there is no stopping this guy from becoming like what he wanted to do when he was talking about Xi and China, president for life. What if he declares that? What if it comes up 2020, right? Close to 2020. He's got all these indictments on Don Jr. and whoever else. And he just decides, you know what? I don't think I can win an election, or maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I'm just going to end all of this speculation right now and just to declare himself, declare a national emergency and declare himself president for life. Now, I know it's far-fetched.
He'll be assassinated.
I doubt that. I doubt it.
Really? You don't think – so if he did something like that, you don't think all of us would take up arms?
No way. Fight? No way. If we
– So you're not going to fight that?
Would. I would. Trust me, I would.
Exactly. At least half of the country is
no,
too. I mean,
no, I doubt it because half the country doesn't have the guns that the other half has. So here's the thing. The military
– That's such a gross miscalculation. No, it's not. Democrats that love Democrats.
No. Check this out. When Hitler was in power, right?
I'm just going to shut up and let you go.
No. Here's the thing, Brake. I just want to make this point. When Hitler started out, he started out just like this, you know, declaring things slowly but surely. And people's mindset, the majority of people at first were not behind Hitler. And then slowly but surely they started, you know, adopting a lot of these ideas, even though there were always defectors. And it's reminding me so much of our time right now, Brake, where you do have half of the country right now. But what happens if he does everything that I say?
He doesn't have half of the country. His numbers keep going down and down.
Well, you know, half of the country voted for the moron, or close to half.
No, less than half the country voted for him in the first place.
Close to half. Break. There were 60.
Right, originally close to half, but if you look at his base is always with him. But as far as like support for things like the wall and such like that, the numbers keep going down and down.
Look, we can talk numbers all we want, but when these people start gaining power, Break, which is exactly what Trump is trying to do right now. He's stupid as a fucking rock, but he's starting to gain a little bit of power. And so, if the Supreme Court does not.
I don't agree that he's gaining any power. Well, like things have been going bad for him recently.
I'm hoping.
I think he's been losing power.
He's been losing according
to... He's losing support. Like, yeah, Freak even points out even Ann Coulter's turned on him at this point.
Yeah, no, I understand
like,
that.
Like, he's lost a lot of support.
Yeah. Look, Dungeon said Hitler's party was wrecked when they tried to get elected, but the failing economy of the Weimar Republic and the Great Depression helped catapult him when people became desperate. You don't think people are desperate now?
No.
The economy's
doing great right now.
It's doing okay. It's doing okay, but what happens when it crashes? Break. What happens
if
when the economy
crashes? It'll be because of Trump.
Will people look at it that way? I mean, I just saw a new poll seeing Trump numbers go up. And I know that's kind of a low bar because they were pretty low and there was only one way to really go with his numbers. But, I mean, it's scary stuff. I don't think he's as savvy as Hitler, but he's erratic. And that makes him, to me, a little scarier than the norm. So I agree with you.
Trump, I'd say he's as charismatic as Hitler.
Yeah, I would say that too.
Hitler was considered charismatic.
If you look at those rallies are getting scarier and scarier, Break. They're not getting better. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He's trying to change his tone too. Like he's like all about we're stronger together now. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, let's steal Hillary's logo. And...
Yeah, exactly, man. He's
and so in the same rallies, he's gonna have people chanting, "Lock her up. Yeah. We're stronger together." Like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Dungeon says if you need to use $20,000 to buy a loaf of bread, then you might need to. This is how people get lulled into a sense of security, though, Dungeon. You know, when there's no question that the market is going to crash at some point. Like, and I think it's sooner than later. Like, you brought it up, Breakman.
There's always market. Well, it's been a long time since we've had a market correction, and those are supposed to be a regular event. So at some point, we are looking at something big happening.
Yes. Yes, and I think, the housing market,
etc. His tariff wars, it's going to be sooner than later.
I agree. And you know what? There can be ways that Trump is not blamed for that. I mean, I know you're right, Brake. You know, and a lot of us feel that way. But what we feel and what reality is two separate things. But I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping the Supreme Court does the right thing. But we'll know real soon.
Like the way our court systems work, like I just don't see it being anytime soon.
So what if the Supreme Court rules in his favor? I mean, that's the law of the land. It happens. Then what's to say that he doesn't?
Right, like people don't defy the laws as they are.
No, I understand that. I get it. I totally get it. But
marijuana is legal, isn't it?
In certain places.
No, it's legal throughout the country.
We didn't declare marijuana illegal.
Yeah, the Supreme Court a long time ago declared marijuana schedule.
You mean illegal, not legal.
Yeah, I'm sorry, illegal.
Yeah.
Schedule one drug or something. Let's say,
which
something
is ridiculous.
Like that.
I mean, these
right,
are all...
Right, but you guys are defying the law in your state, aren't you?
We are, but we are also under constant threat from the feds here. So at any moment, it could all be over in Colorado and Washington and anywhere.
It's not because there's so much money involved.
No, I agree.
It doesn't come down to anything but money.
You're right. And in fact, I put some money, a very tiny amount of money, into investing in the cannabis industry. And I've made 14% on my money, which is
that's
really
a good
fucking
investment,
good. Yeah. I mean, I only put $20 in it, but, you know, making $5 from $20, that's not bad, you know. But I don't know, man. It's just getting really scary, and you're very right in saying that Trump is pissing on the Constitution, Breakman. Very right. All right, you got another one.
It's my biggest problem with government in the first place. Like, the more power you give them, the more they want it. Like, the government always overreaches.
Yep, you're right. You're right, man.
We need government. Like, we need stability. We need infrastructure and stuff like that. So government is needed. But the more power they give, the more power they get, the more they take.
We either need a revolution or we need a reset. So, you know. Yeah, so I know, anyway, Freak 5. It's weird how they do it on this app. It's the overall is 14%, but you're right. It's 25% in reality. From my $20 investment, but they look at it over like you put money in.
I wasn't paying attention. And they,
but I've made $5 from $20. So in reality, I have made 25%, but they mirror it. So it's like 40, you made $5 from $40. So you figure it out from there. All right. Your second stinko.
My second stinko. You know, that's something that most people don't like hearing about, but I'm going to talk about sports here for a moment.
That's fine. Go right ahead.
Talk about some football. Me and Frank can talk about something, and everybody else can leave us fuck alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Was that my bad. So,
Hold on. I got something for you. I was waiting for a perfect time to bust this out, Breakman, but here we go. That's my new soundbite, man. All right, go ahead, Break.
I guess that'll work. So this past week, the Denver Broncos, Frank's team,
yes,
decided to make a trade with the Baltimore Ravens, a team in my division, the Bengals division, for Joey Fucko, one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen.
I call
this a stinko is because the Ravens are in the Bengals division. They play them twice a year, and they're guaranteed at least one win a year because of Joey Fucko.
I don't understand.
Goes guaranteed
Wait, is,
win.
Fucko,
I'm
is Fucko his actual name?
No, Flacco is his name. Flacco
is his name. We call him Fucko around because he sucked. Yeah. Like he had one or two great years, and then he fell off a cliff. I mean, maybe he can revive his career in a new setting and stuff like that, but here he was garbage, and I just wanted him to stay forever because, you know, obvious for reasons.
Here's the thing. I agree with you. Man, why the Broncos did this, I don't understand. Out there was Nick Foles, who I think is a better player at this point in his career. I mean, he won a Super Bowl for Philadelphia, and he brought him to the playoffs on the brink of not even getting into the playoffs. And they decided to go with Joe fucking Flacco of all things.
Flacco won a Super Bowl back in, I forget how long ago, but Ray Lewis was on the team at the time.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like they already have a good quarterback. Case Keenum is not a bad quarterback. Like, if you,
he's better than Flacco.
Yes, and he's had a shitty offensive line this last year. And we're worried about signing fucking Flacco, really?
I mean, maybe he can revive his career. Every once in a while, you see that a player goes to another team and
highly
suddenly
doubtful.
They're a lot better than they've been in a long time. But more than likely, they usually go to another team and they just,
yeah, it's highly doubtful. I don't know what.
More than likely, he won't even make your starting.
I hope not. I hope they get rid of him. And I Case Keenum wasn't a terrific in his first season, but he didn't have anything to work on, you know, with the offensive line, and his receivers got hurt. They traded Demaryius Thomas, so unless they get somebody like Antonio Brown, I would not be excited for Flacco. I mean, Flacco's a down the field type of player. Like, he's good at the long pass, which is exciting, but he's got to have somebody
average,
to throw.
You know, like,
got to have somebody to throw to.
There are so many other quarterbacks who were could have made an offer to, and maybe got a better quarterback than him. But at the same time, like you said, you've got a guy who you just drafted.
Yeah. Well, we didn't draft anybody.
Or wait,
but
trade for him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got him in free agency. We got Keenum, and I didn't think.
Well, you got him through free agency. I thought you traded.
No, we got him free agency. Oh. So that, I mean, at least we didn't lose a draft pick. With Flacco, we lose a fucking fourth round draft pick. Are you fucking kidding me? Really? You could have got a really good quarterback with a fourth round pick, man, or a good cornerback, or I don't know. It was head scratching for sure, but I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. But anyways,
I know. The NFL's so weird and things. Like, the Bengals can't find a defensive coordinator right now. Like, nobody wants to work for them. It's like, fuck. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I didn't want to work for the Bengals. Like, they let you work there for years.
Didn't Vance Joseph get hired there? I thought he got hired at Cincinnati. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
And then, we didn't get him.
Vance Johnson. He got hired
Miami,
somewhere.
Maybe?
Maybe it was Miami. All right. Well, anyways.
I need to Google this now.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Eric, I didn't see a stinko on yours. Did you have a stinko this week?
No.
All right. My stinko is a pretty serious one. I'm going to put a link into chat. I mentioned Bernie's mom. It was in a lot of trouble, man. I mean, she was really sick. So if anybody can donate any, she's still in the hospital. She's got a breathing tube. She has made a few improvements, which is my sweeto. I put a link in chat. It's a GoFundMe. I know we always ask for you guys to donate to Eric's GoFundMe for doing reviews and stuff, but this is monumentally more important. It was dicey whether or not Bernie's mom was going to even make it. She had something called megacolon. I don't know if I've never heard of it before, but she had a lot of her intestines removed. So
why does it have such a cool name?
I know, the megacolon. You know, it's like. She's still on breathing tubes. We're hoping that she gets done with that, but she's got fluid in her lungs, and I don't want to get too detailed, but the surgery was major. It was a major surgery, and Bernie's mom, I call her Mom 2, was a mechanic before this, and I highly doubt she's going to be able to be a mechanic when she gets out. So the more money we get over into that GoFundMe, they have a goal of $2,000. I think they're over $1,000 now. So whatever money you can donate to that, in lieu of anything Grinders does, let's go ahead and, you know, send $5, $10, even $1. You know, I don't like to beg for money, but in this case, it's definitely warranted. It's I cannot believe the amount of pain that she's in right now. You know, it's a really tough thing to go through. And I know I sent Bernie over there, so Bernie's trying to help out as much as she can. She's trying to organize stuff and all the kids over there. But this thing is really, really tough that she's going through right now. She's still in the hospital, and you know, yeah, she can't work anymore. So it's going to be a long, tough road. So if you can donate anything to this particular GoFundMe, let's get at least the $2,000 goal. I'm hoping that we go even more. I see that this campaign is trending, so hopefully we can keep that going. You know, anything above $2,000 would be definitely welcome, but let's at least make the goal, so we can help out, with mom too, Bernie's mom. You know, I don't know what else to say other than I hope she gets, that goal, and hope she feels better. Mom too, if you're listening, get better. You know, maybe she'll listen to this on archive one day and we'll all be laughing about this time. But right now it's pretty fucking serious. So she's in desperate need of money. So, you know, the thoughts and prayers are nice. I see a lot of people, you know, were thoughts and prayers and stuff like that. But money speaks louder than thoughts and prayers right now. So please send anything that you can in the form of money. So really appreciate it. All right, let's move on to something a little bit happier.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, our Sweetos of the week. Breakman, let's start with you.
There's one thing I've bitched about most of this year, it'd be anti-vaxxers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I bitched about them more than anything. Yeah, I think I hate them more and more every day.
Yeah.
More things I read and stuff like that. Like, some of them are perpetuating this myth that vitamin C cures all. Like, you just need more vitamin C.
Yeah.
There's a Facebook group out there saying basically they're selling vitamin C to the people, like, in powder form. Like, apparently it's a miracle thing. Whatever. So, anyway. This comes to us from CBS this morning. Ohio teen defies mother and gets vaccinated after turning to strangers online.
Good for him.
So what's that?
Good for him.
Disproven and dubious fears about the safety of childhood vaccines are pitting an Ohio mother against her teenage son.
Yeah.
Ohio school senior Ethan Lindberger recently defied his mother and got vaccinated on his 18th birthday, saying they didn't put it in here, but that's what happened. Saying his parents' misguided beliefs put his health and the health of his younger siblings at risk. For most of his life, Lindenberger thought it was normal for most kids not to get immunized. But about 2 years ago, he began to see how the posts about vaccines his own mother was sharing on social media were dangerous. I questioned her judgment, but not her care. I question both. You have something like measles, which is a preventable disease that we can vaccinate against, and I have many people believe is coming back because of opinions. And I'm sorry, let me start over again. You have something like measles, which is a preventable disease that we can vaccinate against, that I and many people believe is coming back because of opinions like the ones that have influenced my mom. And that is a true statement. In November, Lindenberger asked strangers on Reddit, an online message board, where he could go to get up to date with his shots. My parents are kind of stupid, he wrote. God knows how I'm still alive.
Yeah.
His mother was blown away by this. There's a degree of feeling like, you know, he doesn't trust what I say as a parent. That's because you're a stupid parent. You're bad. I said it on Twitter earlier this week, basically anti-vaxxers are child abusers. Her son said it was never his intention to blame his parents or make them look dumb. that came from the place of frustration and trying to deal with this issue and find common ground. Well, your parents are being dumb. They're being they're going against all reason and facts and evidence and everything else. It doesn't.
They aren't sense. Just. They aren't just dumb. They're and I'd say they're evil because if
they're
you weren't,
not just their children's lives, but the lives of other children and other people.
Yeah.
And something that I really didn't think about, but I was read some stats on.
I genuinely believe that evil is the absence of concern.
Yeah. Oh.
They're concerned for imaginary things. But I was reading a stat earlier, the vaccinations are only about 97% effective. So some of the people that have been infected by this disease have been vaccinated. But because you fucking assholes won't vaccinate your kids, you've affected normal kids whose parents aren't completely stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just insane. I don't understand why you want to risk the lives and health of your children. Yeah. And I forget what some politician's wife was going on Twitter. Like, well, when I was a kid, I got the measles and the chicken pox and all this other stuff. And, it builds up an immune system and stuff like that. Like, your kids don't have to fucking suffer now.
Yeah.
I had the chicken pox. It was the worst fucking shit. Your whole body was covered in little bumps and it itched.
Yeah.
And for me, it happened when it was school spring break.
Yeah.
And if you got a weaker constitution, you're probably going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's bad for adults, too. Like, if you're an adult really and get it, like, chickenpox can be fatal.
Yeah.
There's more chances of being fatal. But... when it happened to me, I had spring break, so when other kids were out enjoying themselves and doing stuff, I was stuck in the house fucking scratching myself, not able to go out or do anything, you know what I mean? And that same, it was over a 2-week period, that's about how long it takes, and the week before, or right when I got it, I was supposed to go to a bowling tournament.
Yeah. Also, in the 80s, we didn't have as many vaccines as we do now, so it's like, duh, it's like, is that you really think life is just like it was back then.
Dungeons... So the chicken pox sabotaged me.
Yeah,
as a kid. So anyways, this kid, I commend him for
That's great.
For thinking for himself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's no, really really.
There's
good.
So many people that just don't think anymore. They don't think for themselves.
Yeah, Dungeon says measles was largely eradicated in 2000. Now it's back. Smart people can be dumb in specific ways. I agree with that. Ben Carson's a great neurosurgeon, but I wouldn't trust him to head up an archaeological
trip to Egypt or run our country.
Yeah. chicken pox is not great. So itchy, but you can't scratch unless you want scars. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. I have chicken pox scars, for instance. And once it's in your body, later on in life, you can get shingles from it.
Yeah.
And measles can be fucking deadly, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I imagine Brake was like Cartman. Mom, I need more calamine lotion. So there you go. Yeah.
That shit barely works.
Yeah, for sure.
Calamine lotion works for about five seconds. It's cool. It's great. And then you realize you're scratching. Like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fun. All right, let's move on because it's making me itch, man. Eric, you have a sweet old week.
So this kid's awesome. Like, I commend somebody who thinks for himself. Like, he goes and he looks at facts and he
makes a good sound decision. Yeah, reason. And not religion. Reason. That's good. All right, Eric.
I'd just like to say school's primarily, or at least it should be, about getting people in the mindset of doing study and research.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's just a bunch of standardized test bullshit.
Yeah. All right, Eric. Did you have a sweeto?
Yeah. Vic Mignogna has been fired from Rooster Teeth. Following that, Funimation has also fired him.
What's the controversy here, Eric?
I just found out about this recently. Like, apparently it's been going on for a long time. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Not only has he engaged in unprofessional behavior during various cons that he's gone to, but he's also been accused of sexual misconduct, including harassment – manipulation and possible rape and molestation.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. That's
and apparently, like, he's a known, like, among women that, like, they warn each other about him type of guy.
Ooh. Also, like, and this isn't just congoer girls that he's tried to fuck, but
right.
Also,
but
he's tried to do things to other voice actresses.
Ugh. What a pig, man.
And I think he might have, like, fucked with Chris Sabat at some point, too.
So a total piece of shit is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I told you how he's like, he puts on this Christian bullshit too.
It's always those ones, those types. Yeah, those super religious.
For people who don't know him, he's the voice of Edward from Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah,
which is a shame. I like Full Metal Alchemist.
And Broly from
Dragon. Oh yeah, and he's Broly. Fuck.
Yeah. Dungeon says, didn't...
And he is also the voice of Kurt from Full Metal Panic.
Ugh, what a fucking piece, man. Dungeon says, didn't Funimation do some kind of investigation, too?
Yeah, and that's why they fired him.
Yeah,
God.
Which led
like,
them
I'm glad, him, like, they didn't just fire him right away, because you shouldn't... Like, you should give people the benefit of the doubt.
Give people the benefit of the doubt, but once... I think
that's just the American way to, like, not assume somebody's guilty right away.
Yeah.
But they did the right thing.
Yeah.
I think the deciding factor were the other voice actors in Funimation staple that spoke out.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon said, yeah, didn't Funimation do some kind of investigation, which finally let him go? Bernie says the kids just made cards for mom, too. So, yeah, that's we're with you, Bernie.
I don't know if Bang Zoom's not giving him any work anymore either. But
yeah. I hope nobody gives him work anymore. You know, that would be ideal. I mean, he's probably made a shit ton of money anyways, but still.
Hopefully his career is over.
Yeah, exactly. Sweeto of the week. Mine is Mom 2's making incremental progress. I mean, every little bit of good news is good news in her situation. So, you know, she may or may not get that tube out today, I'm guessing. But hopefully it comes out sooner than later. I mean, if you've ever seen somebody with a breathing tube, those things fucking suck, man. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not... It's not really fun. Not fun at all. So
sometimes, like, I've been in there where I just can't be in there, you know.
Yeah.
When it happened to my friend, like, you seen him in the hospital, but I couldn't be in that room.
It's hard.
I just had to get out.
Yeah, it's really hard. A lot of credit to Bernie and the fam over there in Phoenix. They're banding together and doing some good stuff over there. Hopefully Mom 2 gets out of the hospital soon, for sure. Dungeon says Vic Mignogna also plays Kirk in the Star Trek fan series. He does. Yeah, I did hear that. Hopefully that'll change too. But all right, let's move on to hopefully...
I mentioned Rooster Teeth because he did the voice of one of the other.
All right, free for all. Sorry to cut you off there, Eric. I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah,
but,
I was gonna say the Rooster Teeth is mentioned because he's the voice of the character in Ruby.
All right, free for all. This week we actually have a cool free for all, and it's kind of appropriate. I'm gonna link it in chat. Gaslighting. And politicians love to gaslight.
Fuck
and...
you, Frank. Like, no, you can't accuse me of this shit. Like, no, everything was good until you made these accusations against me, which are ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. The article I'm linking in chat is from Psychology Today. Eric brought this to my attention. It's 11.
Oh, I found this on Facebook.
Yeah. 11 warning signs of gaslighting. And if people don't know what gaslighting is, well, now you're going to know. Politicians love to do this, but we're going to go through all the signs and then we'll talk about it. I'm going to go through real quickly, Eric, and break before we talk about it. But tell me if you know anybody, especially in politics, that does all these things, all right? I'm just, you know, let me just go through the bullet points here, and then
there's a certain weasel named Mitch McConnell.
Well, oh, hold I'm on. Sorry. Hold on.
I didn't mean to gas all
right. You're gaslighting right now, you son of a bitch. Okay, here we go. Number one, they tell blatant lies. Number two, they deny they ever said something, even though you have proof. Number three, they use whatever is near and dear to you as ammunition. Number four, they wear you down over time. Number five, their actions do not match their words. Number six, they throw in positive reinforcement to confuse you. Number seven, they know confusion weakens people. Number eight, they project. Number nine, they try to align people against you. Number 10, they tell you or others that you are crazy. Number 11, they tell you everyone else is a liar. Now, I'm going to ask Brake, who fits every one of these to a T right now in politics? Go.
Eric? Wait, I'm sorry.
Politics.
Brake. Oh. Eric. Yeah, Eric gaslights everybody in politics.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about politics.
Yeah, later, freak. Freak's got to take off, so later, freak. All right. So
actually, it sounds like Frank would every time he exiles somebody.
Son of a bitch! All right, break. So one, if you had to, if you had to pick
one, is on that list.
Yeah, who's number one? Let us all.
What was his name again? Stupid McStoopy Stoop.
No. Baby.
Orange
baby
Cheeto.
Emergency.
The Orange Cheeto.
I stop saying Mick. That's. I don't
change my diaper.
Yeah, this sounds like Donald Trump, right? I'm just gonna say it. I was reading through this, and the first one right there, they tell blatant lies, right? You know it's an outright lie, yet they are telling you this lie with a straight face. Why are they so blatant? Because they're setting up a precedent. Once they tell you a huge lie, you're not sure if anything else they say is true. Keeping you unsteady and off kilter is the goal. So Trump lies more than anybody I can think of in recent memory in politics. All politicians lie, but his are blatant lies. Like there's no wiggle room with his lies. Like he's been caught on fucking tape saying one thing, the next day saying something completely opposite. So you know one or the other is a lie. He's lying. This guy does more lying than anybody else. So I'm wondering, what other instances of gaslighting have you seen in your real life? Eric, what have you seen in your real life? Not talking politics now, just in real life, like through your, you know, learnings and online things and stuff like that.
I don't know about like all of this, but I've definitely seen people that try to project in front of me.
Try to project. Like, what do you specifically? What are you talking about?
Like, for example, I've gotten conversations with my brother where he's accused me of being condescending, yet he's the one that's like doing all the shit talking.
Yeah, and that falls into the category of there was something else. They tell you you're crazy and that everyone else is a liar. I mean, that's happened quite a bit, and it happens like with evangelicals quite a bit. They'll tell you, you know, you're crazy, we're right, et cetera, et cetera. You know, stuff like that. The other thing I wanted to mention here was they deny ever said something, even though you have proof. And this goes back to, I hate to bring up the Cheeto, but he says something.
I'm calling him Permit from now on.
Okay.
Permit?
Yeah, Permit.
That might be an insult to Hermit.
It's his name
anyway.
Backwards.
Oh.
Kermit.
Permit the Frog?
No. His name backwards. Permit.
Yeah.
P-M-U-R-T.
Permit. So how many times have you seen him say something and say he never said it? And you have video proof that he said it.
Like, you could show it to him and he'd say he said it. Didn't say it.
Yeah,
you could lock him in a room and the walls could be projecting him saying that and he'd still say he didn't say it.
Yeah, Permert.
That's fake.
What? Yeah, Permert is his name backwards. Permert.
Permert.
Yeah, Permert, which sounds like pervert, which makes perfect sense. But
that also sounds like a demon's name.
And have you guys been, have you ever felt wore down with constant barrage of like bullshit from somebody? Like, have you ever had that friend that just constantly tells you something that you know is a blatant fucking lie? That, you know, over time you're just like, oh man, this is, I mean, how many times is this going to be said? You know, I mean, this is.
I had a coworker once who made up a story almost every time you talked to him. Like, he just had these wild fantasy stories, like talking about like meeting celebrities or how he was younger, like he'd go into the jungle adventuring type shit. And you're like,
no, you
and
didn't.
And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you sure you weren't high when this happened?
Not even when I'm high.
But
would
I mean,
I
like, he was always like, he's a nice guy. I mean, but he just made, like, when you talk to him, like, it was like talking to a fantasy book.
Yeah.
Or something.
So he's basically Usopp from One Piece.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, he's in his head, like, he's this legend. Like, he's done all these amazing things. Yeah.
I would say, well, I'd like to see some pictures of those jungles that you always talk about. You know, that's how I combat shit like that. Like, show me the proof, motherfucker.
Well, he didn't say he'd been adventurous. No, I was using that like as a type of example.
No,
of
I know,
the
but that's
exaggerations he was going to.
You know how you fight?
Like, he talked about like because when I worked it with this guy, it was at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. So he talked about like somebody having his like arm ripped off on one of the saws and. Like, he had to save the guy and like, wrap the arm up so it wouldn't bleed out and stuff like that, you know.
I always like to call people on their bluffs. You know, those are obviously bluffs. Like for instance, if he said, oh, yeah, you know, this guy got his arm cut off in a bandsaw or something at this, you know, grocery store, I would say, well, yeah, when did that happen? And then, you know, you'd get some bullshit. And I was like, oh, I just looked that up. But I didn't see anything in the paper. Don't you think that would have been in the local news, you know, and just kind of like be just call him Baron von Munchausen break. That's what Dungeon says, your coworker. I always like to call people on that shit. It doesn't always work, but sometimes you can catch them in a blatant out-and-out lie, and they kind of stop doing it to you specifically, even though they do it to others. They just try to find easy targets that'll just agree with them all the time and, you know, stuff like that, which is, you know, that's kind of – I mean, we all know those people that embellish. I mean, you know, everybody embellishes from time to time, but there's those annoying ones that always embellish things, like to the point where you're like – oh, man, this shit again, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it was with him. Like, he was always friendly, and he was nice. He'd do stuff for you, help you out and stuff like that. But, like, you didn't want to talk to him. Actually, you kind of wanted to talk to him just to hear these wild-ass stories you would tell.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, sweet, this is like story time. Yeah. Oh, really? You did that? Ah, oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, you met Indiana Jones. Oh, the real... Oh, Indiana Jones was based on a real guy, and you met that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're friends with him, too. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Eric, do you have anything like that? I have to take a phone call, so...
Not quite.
I also have we talked about one neighbor before who's schizophrenic. I have another neighbor who likes to fuck with that neighbor. And tells him wild shit, and then he comes back to me sometimes asking about wild shit. And I'm just like, no. No, he's messing with you again, dude. He's told him things like, the one neighbor had, like, a canister of water or something like that. And he convinced my schizophrenic neighbor that it was jet fuel.
That's funny. I mean, you know who's really bad at this type of gaslighting is parents. You always get the story.
Oh, damn right they are.
Yeah.
Trying to trick their kids about Santa Claus?
No. I'm talking like specifically like my parent, like my mom and dad. Oh, you guys have it easy now. Like, you know, back in my day, I used to walk uphill in 2 feet of fucking snow, and it just grows every year from there. You know, they were in 5 feet of snow, and they had to like carry water on their backs, and you know, just bullshit that, you know, has no relevance to. Pretty much any fucking thing, you know. It's stupid, like, you know, to embellish things. I mean, I know we don't always remember things. Like, most of our memories are not, you know, really what happened, you know, but to embellish like things like so much, like, oh, you know, we had to hand wring all our clothes, and which may or may not be true. You know, a lot of older people,
maybe they did sometimes.
Yeah, you know? Maybe they did. But I mean, what relevance does that have to right now? We're going through our own trials and tribulations right at this moment. And our kids are doing the same thing, and their kids are going to be, you know, have different issues and, you know, shit like that. So, you know, to say that one generation had it worse than any other generation.
How about every single kid has to deal with their parents, and their parents are usually bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just stupid shit. That,
like, being a kid sucks because, like, adults don't take you seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
And a lot of your rights have been stripped right from the moment you're born.
Yeah. And this bullshit that all millennials are lazy
parents
and
think they own you.
Yeah. You know, it just. I mean, it's a different time. Like, I was talking to, like, my mom, for instance, and, you know, she would mention, I mean, her favorite was, you know, Elvis Presley, obviously. That was, you know, the big sex symbol back in the day. They wouldn't even show Elvis Presley's, like, below his waist, you know. It's like, really? I mean, that's how things were back in the day. And now it's like, you know, it's completely different. It's just different times, you know. We all have challenges and different shit that we go through. You know, and it's gaslighting happens all the time, you know, and it really does happen a lot in politics for sure. So I'm glad that, Eric, you brought this up, because, I mean, we're seeing, you know, right at this moment. I mean, most politicians do this, they gaslight to, you know, fire up their base and stuff, but it's particularly relevant with the Cheeto in office, Brakeman calls him Permert. So, yeah, it's harrowing times right now. You know, I know, you know, economically we have it okay, and, you know, whatever your situation is, but there are always people that don't have it as good as, you know, what you do. So, you know,
I think Dungeon Buster is asking if you really knew Seagal.
yeah, exactly.
I was talking about the guy I knew at work. Cause I wish I can remember a lot of the things he told me to do, but I do remember him telling me that his fists were licensed weapons. Like, he had to have them registered.
Chuck Norris.
He had to have them registered.
He was a black belt, and he had to have his fists registered.
Oh, dear Lord! I would have punched him in his face, and I would have.
Pretty sure he stole that from the Chuck Norris book.
Register this,
like,
motherfucker.
Right now, I'm just trying to remember some of the things he told me. Like, I remember, like, him telling me about, like, somebody getting his arm ripped off and a saw, and I remember the black belt thing. But there were so many wild stories this guy told me.
Yeah, some people have to do that.
It was so long ago. Like, this has been 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. I know, man. It's hard to think back and you know, all the fucking gaslighting that you've been through in your entire life. But, you know, I always go back to politics. I mean, politicians are known for their gaslighting. So it's just stuff to keep in mind. You know, I think I left that link in the chat and stuff, but... go ahead and do so. If somebody wants to read it, it's actually pretty interesting because these things happen all the time, but there's always the embellishers, you know, of the world, and it seems like politics right now, or, you know, there's a lot of that.
Well, there's embellishers, and then there's Permert, who just makes shit up.
Yeah, Permert. Exactly. All right, guys, that's about all the time we have for this week, unless you guys had anything else. I don't have much else. Let's go ahead and do our plugs, Brake, unless you have something else to say.
Well, every time I do, something bad happens against me. So, excuse me.
Like what? What are you talking about?
I suddenly had to belch. Like, wow. See, that's what happens when I try and stall.
Yeah, don't stall.
Something bad happens. So follow me at RP Grinders and at Brake_man. That's it.
Yeah, make sure you send Brake some relationship advice on at RP Grinders.
Oh, I know. Valentine's Day was yesterday. Like, nobody asked about. Nobody has relationship questions. Like,
you know, Freak 5 would probably ask you about Fleshlight, so maybe he'll listen to the end of the show and.
Like, I can give you cleaning advice for a Fleshlight. Just throw it away and use your hand and some lotion.
Oh, dear Lord. I don't think we really want that advice, but okay. Eric.
Or, you know, if you want to be stubborn, since you spent your money, like, I understand, like, once I've spent money, it's like, no, I don't want to get rid of this. Like, that's hard. I get it. buy a plastic baggie and put that inside.
like a doggy bag or something, like, you know.
Right, exactly.
All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
My plugs would be the sites I've written for, like BostonMatchReA.com, TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, VogNetwork.com, and there's my Twitter at EricRPG, and that's it.
All right. My plugs are as follows. I want to thank.
I'll leave my Patreon up because I'd rather people go out and cut Bridget's GoFundMe.
Yeah. I will. I was going to say, let me thank all the chatters. Active Energy was in there. Hopefully, you had enough Active Energy to, you know, follow to the end of the show.
That's why I called her Bridget. It's Bernie. That's,
yeah,
right.
Bernie. Another TV viewer was in chat. Apricot Droop Fruit. I love that name. Commander Root. Bernie was in chat. Host _ giveaway always joins. Excuse me, always joins at the end of the show.
It's contagious.
Exactly. You made me burp, you son of a bitch. Positivity Bot was in there. Our good friend Dungeon Buster was in there. And our good friend Freak 5 was in there as well. I am going to put a link into the description of this particular show. And I probably will make a permalink in every edition to this show. Until we can get at least the goal of 2,000. We're already up to 1,080, so that's good progress. I mean, it's went up, I think, 20 since the beginning of the show. So anybody who donates, thank you very, very much. It is it's kind of a life-or-death situation. So, you know, now's the time to bring out the wallet book and pocketbook, wallet book. I call mine billfold, which I know is an old term. But, you know, bring out the money. And let's get that goal met. And,
well, if
and
it's like literally a fold, then yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, let's get that to over 2,000. Let's go. Let's get it to 2,000 first, so it's fully funded, and then let's go from there. You know, there's always stretch goals. The stretch goal is to get Mom 2 on her feet and, you know, better, out of the hospital, no breathing tube. You know, stuff like that. And every bit of money is going to help in that regard. So thanks in advance for anybody who wants to donate. And like I said, I'll have it in the description. Look up RP Grinders on, you can go to Podbean, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Twitch. The best thing to do is just go to Podbean and get the link from there. Just look up RP Grinders. And I don't have anything else unless you guys do. Anything else, Eric?
No. Breakman's gaslighting.
anything
what
else?
What did I do this time?
Oh, your advertisement for your unbreakable condom.
What are you accusing these false
lies? Quit gaslighting, man. You're making up falsehoods and bullshit, man.
Like, I did not put anything in chat. Let me scroll back. I'm looking through chat. I didn't put anything in there. What are you talking about?
I'm looking at it. Says, like, I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is, but it says the break _ man. Breakman's unbreakable condoms made for use with fleshlights of all kinds, even for weirdos like Freak 5 that fuck slime fleshlights. So
yeah, that's copyrighted.
So there you go. Copyrighted, indeed. All right. Thanks, everybody. Make sure you donate to that GoFundMe. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out.
I will sue the hell out of all of you.